Okay. Today we're continuing in Yanim of Zayin Nikim, back in 19b. There is a Gemara in Psachim on Pei Aleph that discusses the concept of a Zava. A Zava is a woman who saw 3 days in a row blood in the 11-day period after the 7 days. Okay. Fair enough. But the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Yossi on page 1, Pei Aleph and Bet Aleph. So the Kosovo Rav Yossi Mikanu La'aba Hi Mitama. That if a woman sees blood, Rashi says, Shomer's Yom, Keneged Yom, Shesofer Ktsas HaYom, V'tavlo, tell him, Mituma Shal Esmo. But she sees blood for 1 day, and then she went to the mikveh, so she's Tahora. And then if she sees the next day, or later in the day, so she'll be Shomer's Yom, Keneged Yom again. Because we don't say that when she sees the Mafreya, the two tumas are the two riyas of mitzarif. Because each time she sees is a new beginning. So then the question is, so how are you going to have a zava gadola? Because she sees 1 day, she sees a second day, a third day. Well, what makes 1 plus 1 plus 1 is not 3, according to Rav Yossi, because each one is a distinct thing. So that's the Gemara's kash on the bottom. Elon Rav Yossi is of Gemara Hechem Mishkachas Law. So the Gemara says, Bishofas. Then in the Chanami, he only will be a Zavah Gadol according to Rav Yossi if she bleeds 3 days consecutively. So there's no respite. So then, it's 3 days. Because he didn't start counting. Inami Beroashnei Beinashmoshus. Or another possibility is she sees not consecutively, but 2 nights in a row during Beinashmoshus. So Rashi says in the 4th line on the bottom, the chol tchilas hayomim hayu betuma, then can sphere cloud. In other words, once you start counting the sphere of Yom Echad Keneged Yom, that breaks it up. So, In other words, he says every Bein Hashmashos at the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, she was bleeding. So then, in other words, if you need to count Shomer Yom, you need the beginning of the day, which is the night. The night is the beginning of the day. So if she saw, say, Wednesday afternoon, and then she also saw at Bein Hashmashos, so then she can't start counting Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, because at the beginning, the Einkan Sphere Klalus, Shnei Ben Shmosh Tzagid, Iketumas Gimel Yom Ritzufim, Gomer Shmosh Shalom Shabbos, Eishkan Sofer of Shabbos, Utchila Shabbos, Uben Shmosh Shalom Bachor, Shu Sofer Shabbos, Tchila Secha B'Shabbos, He Gimel Yom Ritzufim, Einkan Tchila Yom Tor, Sheyala L'Sphira. So, at every Ben Shmoshos, she was bleeding. So then, you don't...
It was two in a row.
Right, so you don't start... And you so to count, you need the beginning of a day. Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. So if she was bleeding at night, so then if she was bleeding in the middle of the night, so she could start counting from the beginning of the night. But if she started bleeding at Ben Hashmashos, which is really the beginning of the night, so then you don't have a beginning of the count. Ben Kan Tchilas Yom Tor, She Yom L'Sfira. Ufi Advar Manon Rixas Yom Kekulo, Tchilas Alayla, Ola L'Sfirosa. In other words, Rashi Shita, this is the famous Shita's Rashi, that Mixas Hayom Kekulo starts at night. Because most Rishonim say Mitzvah Sayyam Kukulu is in the daytime. Say, for example, when someone gets up from Shiva, Rahman al-Islam, they get up day 7 in the daytime. But according to Rashi, no, the night before is already the 7th day. So you do Mitzvah Sayyam Kukulu Balayla. But Rashi Shita is Mitzvah Sayyam Kukulu Balayla. In the Pisgei Tshuva, according to the Tshuva's Radvaz, that maybe B'Shas HaTchak, for certain things, you can rely on the Shita's Rashi to end Shiva, Lagabi, certain mitzvahs, even though we're not really knowing this way, like Talmud Torah and stuff like that, to already start the night before. Lamaisa, the minig is to just wait till day 7 of the day. So Shita's Rashi is that you don't need Shofas, as long as she sees Dam on, I'd say, Wednesday, and then Wednesday at the Beit HaShemoshos, she sees Dam, and then Thursday she sees, and Friday she sees, and the two Beit HaShemoshos is in between Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday and Friday there was Dam, so then she never started to count a sphere. In other words, once you have one day tamei, you have one day tar, and even mixes hayomu that day. So if you were bleeding at the beginning, so you don't start counting. The chol tchilas hayomim hayu betuma, the inkan sphere klal. Uvshnei benish mashasagi, diga tumas gimel yomim. So at the beginning of every day, she was bleeding. יש כאן ובשני בין השמוש השגי דיקה תומס גימל יום רצופים. She bled for 3 days and two בין השמושות is in between. So now you never started counting a clean day for any of the days. גם בין השמושות של ערב שבס יהיה כאן סוף ערב שבס ותחיל השבס ובין השמושות של מוחר של סוף השבת תחיל לסכת בשבת וגימי יום נצוף אם אין כאן תחיל את יום תור שיהיה לספירה ופי הדברים במנוע מקסס יום ככולו תחיל את הלילה או לספירה ואין צריך על עוצה שחר מצטמיכם בין השמו של לא רוק עד משכח זו שורה פלילוס. So that Shita's Rashi is that מקסס יום ככולו even בלילה. So Tosus on page 2 at the end of Tosus writes Sfiris Laila ain't a Sfira. That Sfiris Laila is not Sfira. You need Sfira Dafka Bayom. In other words, when you're counting Zayin Nekiyim or any sphere, you need a dafka bayom. But Shita's Rashi is that even there's even Sfir Balayla. Even Sfir Balayla. So Lamaisa, now if you assume that the Bedika and the Sfira go together, so then if you need Sfira Bayom, you need Bedika Bayom. And hence the concept that we do Bedikas in the daytime, like Rabbi Mari pointed out, is based on this Tosus. And that's what the Chazon Ish says on page 7. He says, Inyan Sfiris Laila, Ikro Bahadain Tovlin Belel Zayin, El Beyom Zayin Alga, Mitzes Yom Olo, Mikomokam Beinan, Mitzes Hiyom, Velo Mitzes Hameis Leis, Alkain, Hapesh Tokro, Yom Lo Leos, Mizel Amdor Rosein Balatos, Din Yabedika Shu Perish Hasfir, Sarah Nami Bayom. So Chazon Ish is saying, well, maybe it's not. Maybe. Came day and home. So that's the concept over here. If you're holding that Sfira is Bayom and Bedika is a Din Sfira, so then you need that as well. So that's what we normally assume, that we do a Bedika Bayom because the Sfira is Bayom. But the process that we saw here Tosis has really, as Chazon Ish points out, is a mistopic. That maybe whether you need it by Yom or not. So that's the question, whether Sfiras and Bedikas are the same or not. Okay. So the Maisa, we do the Bedika Bayom. The Noda Behuda, the Tshuva we were talking about the other day on page 11, where he discusses a woman who did her Yom Rishon was the Moch. Right? So she had two chesronos, that she didn't do any bedika b'yom rishon, but she had the moch the night before, but there wasn't chorim v'stakim, the moch. And it was balayla. So he says that you have to be mitzarv das rashi, that sfiris laila is good as well. And be so mech on the Ramban that you only need Chorim Mesdokim for Hefsek Tara. So Lamaisa, it could be a svara to do Bedika Balayla, because maybe Bedika and Sfira are not, you know, Papa Hatalia. So
Peter's always been young. That's the assumption.
Well, that's Tosis's opinion. According to Rashi, Svir is even Malayla. Right? Rashi says, Mixayim Gulu Malayla, Svir is everything. Is Svir. When you're counting, you count from the beginning of the day, Vayera Vayvoker is at night. So Svir is Malayla. So in Chathila, we try to do Svir Malayla. Bayom, rather. We do Vika Dika Bayom. But there is a svara to say, as some of the Achronim point out, that you could do Bedika even Balayla. And the Shlomo Gansfried, at the bottom of page 13, he says that the Beis Yosef, three lines from the bottom of page 13, says that you do Bedika Bayom, is Eina Makev. He thinks it's not Makev. And even the Ramah that says that the Chathili Shadubu Bika Borayom is Mishum, the Orayom is better Yafi Yosel Bika. But if say you did it by Lila and you leave it over, then it could be okay. Because if you, in other words, who says that the Bedikas have to be. But you need a bedika in the Zayin Nikim, whatever sheet you know, but who says it has to be Bayom? So the Tosis has this idea of bedika Bayom, but others say, no, it can even be Malayla. And you see that even the Beis Yosef says the bedika Bayom is Neinam HaKev, and the Ramad just says the reason why you do bedika Bayom is you should be able to see the color. In fact, I just got a Shaila yesterday. Somebody called me up from out of town. He said he was looking, it was the woman's seventh day to go to the mikveh that night, last night. And he said the bedika cloth, depending upon which light he looked in it, looked differently. And he sent me, it's hard to paskin based on the phone. You know, sometimes they text you the picture. I won't rely on that alone, but if, together with him looking at it, he's a Rav, but even that, so his idea, this Rav's idea was that he'll just wait till today, we'll see it in the sunlight, and then he'll Machriya based on that, because in Echadami he showed me two pictures of the same Bedika, and it looked very different. Well, according to one picture, it would have matched right away. According to the other picture, it's not so simple.
Is Orayom on a cloudy day better than inside a room with bright light?
No, a cloudy day is not good. It's not so good. That's not Orayom.
She did it
during the day, but he only had it now, and it was already where he was calling from. It was nighttime. So you do have, you always have that Shita's Rashi to keep in mind that Bedika Bayom could, Bedika Balayla could be a Bedika.
Okay. Does everyone hold that the Dika and Spiro are of Hotaria or not?
That's also not so poshut.
Uh-huh.
That maybe Sphere is Bayom doesn't mean Bedika has to be Bayom. Maybe only Bedika has to be Bayom because of. You see, when we're talking about the original Hefsektara, so then of course it has to be Bayom because he needs Zayin Nikim for the Hefsektara. But if it's. To count for that for that day, if you already did on the Motzai 5 later, so then it's a question. You're not going to get a full Zayin Nikim unless you work with different cheshbonos of Suffolk. But during the Zayin Nikim, so then what's the yichus of having to do it? But in the daytime, we just need to know that these are Zayin Nikim. So we need one bedikas, seven bedikas, two bedikas, whatever. But well, why did it have to be during the day? So the svar of having, as a body point out, the svar of having to do with the day is based on the Tosfos.
that the sphere is mayom. So sphere is mayom, and if you'll badika sphere hai noach, so sphere mayom badika mayom. But first of all, Rashi holds even Balaila, and then one could say that sphere and badika are not al-Bahatalia, so there are two spheres to be made. Yeah.
Again, maybe it's just reading what you said, but I don't understand, meaning if the word of sphere means that you have to stop holding, you have to be mavar or koyal, that you're tahor, right?
Yeah.
So if she'd see dam at night, it would be close to everything.
Right.
So you can't say it's not part of.
Part of the Zayin the Kiyim, it's not nice. So you're saying it's right.
It has to be, because if it's going to be so there,
right?
You see, it has to be part of the sphere.
No, but the formal sphere.
So what does that mean? The formal. So what isn't formal sphere meaning that to be a ma'is to mivare it tahar?
Right.
But I'm just saying, like ma'ishna. That's what I'm saying. Is that if in both ma'is ma'ayim and liyom, you have to be the same tahora.
Right.
So what's the?
But you have to do a sphere, like Rashi, like. It's a conceptual. It's a conceptual sphere. It is a conceptual sphere. You see that by Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So if you according to Shitas Rav Yossi, once you start the sphere, so now the two riyas don't matzarf.
So then I understand to say that the Laila is okay. To say that only Yom is okay and not Laila. Because it can be so serious
to you at the Lila. Yeah. Right. So it's a big kiddush to say that a dafka, and you see a lot of the poskim only were concerned about the practical and not the conceptual. So so if you did it by Lila, so there could be what to rely on, like the Noda Yehuda was willing to be so mechan shita's Rashi, that sphere is Balaila, and so the Badik is Balaila, etc.
And the Chazanish was also Somech and Rashi.
Yeah, so the Chazanish also has the discussion here, like Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out, that maybe it's not Habachatalia. And Laila Mahani Linya Badikin. In other words, he says maybe Badik is a separate thing. So you need bedikas on the base lay. So who cares when it is? He says chol posim who skirid in bedika b'layla, right? But. So, like Rabbi Tuchman said, it should make a difference. It's the whole sign of Kiyum, seven days lace. Okay, so somehow in the Chathila we try to do it by Yom. But, it's not so compelling that it has to be by Yom. Okay, now. There's a Bach, there's a famous Bach on page 16. So here he has a Chumrah. So he says, Matzasi Kotsav Hashem Godel Echad Moreno Rav Zanvil, cats. Zanvil cats. Zanvil is a famous Yiddish name. So if you want to name your son Zanvil, that's considered an acceptable name. Shekiba Pisha Chachama Shenimza Kesim Levona La'acha Sherochza Isha Bechamin. There is a woman took a bath, a hot bath, during the Zayin Nekiyim, or whenever, maybe not even during the Zayin. She took a hot bath and then she found a stain, but it wasn't red. Tehi Tameya, Shederach Adam was Labe Lacha Herchitza.
No, so she found it after the bath. She got up, she put on her clothing, and then she found the stain. So, it's white, it wasn't red. Tummy. Why? Because if you take a bath, that could cause the blood to turn white. So, Mamela, so this is the problem here. So the question is, so should there be a prohibition of taking a bath during the Zayin Nikim? Because if you're going to take a bath during the Zayin Nikim, then you're going to cause all the red to turn white, and then you're going to not have a good read. So it says, Achar Chof Heishonim, 25 years later, Boy Lei Chacham Zokin Ashkenazi V'Herli K'sav, B'Shem Rav Yaakov Margolia, Shekibel B'Rav David Lanshut, Kodim Nisiyosla, Herz Yisrael, She'isha She'yotza Mimena Smichas Lovad Va'av Lachat Sh'rachtu B'merchatz Kamo, Shnayim V'Shol Shol, Si Tamea Shadarach Adam L'Slabim Machmat Rechitza. So he says, he got this story that a woman sees a chesem after a bath, she's tummy. Talina the dam nidahu v'tmei misafik. V'nira shalpia rozu nogo anoshim shalolelech merchatz b'yomim shabeim levishas levanim
v'tfila. White,
he's found a white also? Yeah. So therefore there's a minig. We usually don't have this minig. But the women don't wash themselves during the Zayin Nikim. Now, I'm not advocating this minig. But this is the minig of the Bach. V'hu shechashu pentir dam v'slabim ha'charachitza v'tiyat meyav hi lo yoda. So this is a big chumrah. Chumrah in...
Other communities that hold
up
to this chumrah?
What? Other communities that hold up to this chumrah? You are very skilled. I don't know where these communities are. Oh, one second. So look in the Taz. Let's look in the Taz on page 17. Mor v'chami, second line, kosev, shemotza b'ksovim b'shem harim margoli, she'isha she'yotim yad smichas lovan v'av l'achat sh'rachza b'merchaz kibo sh'tayim v'shol sh'ol sh'it mea sh'derech adam v'zla ben machmas v'chitza v'dvarim t'mum heim sh'lonim sa b'talmud u'v'poskim remez mizeh. He says, we don't find this in Shas. V'lav mar baravashi chosim alei. It's an expression, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have the official rabbinic stamp on this. Shabbat Varmed Mepi Marie Margolis. We don't know did this rabbi really say it. Gemara Marina Omarat Shachar Shu Odom El Shalacha. In Yisrael, as far as those, Hayon Olomer Rabusa Tvei, Dafil Beloven Ashachan Lefamim Shalacha. Whereas the Gemara only says this thing, that a black thing was red. But the Gemara says this black. So he says, you shouldn't tell other people for this chumra.
So what is the Bach afraid of? If she's going to bleed, Mimona, sure, she's going to bleed. So whether it's right.
But if she has a white stain.
Yeah.
So he's going to say that. So if she didn't bathe, we'll say the white stain is okay. But if she bathed, then we have to say that the white stain maybe was red. And it turned white from the bathing.
This is to avoid her being makel on the white stain, is that it?
Yeah, in other words, right. In other words, because if the white stain, if you, the Bach is saying, if you were
if you wash yourself, you have to be choshesh that it turned white. The red, it was really red and it turned white inside her body.
If she's going to see red, it's going to be, if she didn't bathe, she would have been red anyway. Oh, what is the tzad that it's not damnida, the white?
Usually white is not damnida.
Oh, so we're protecting in her, the box, sort of protecting her a little bit also.
We're saying that, yeah, because you come to say that it's okay, and it's really not. But if you don't shower, then she has a white stain, then we can be making. But if you do, then we're going to have to be mocking in a white stain. If she didn't have any stains, okay, fine. There's no problem.
Right.
Okay, so we don't really, as Rav Avadi pointed out, we don't really follow this the Shita so much. But it's a machloikis, the Bach and the Taz. I don't know what he told his daughter about being married to Taz. Now there's a tshuva on Levushe Mordechai, Hungarian Pesach, right? Not to be confused with the Levush Mordechai, which was a Rosh Shiva Slobodka, Levush Mordechai Epstein. It's two different svarim, two different people.
Page
18. Shashal b'ishem b'mei libuna. The woman joined the Zayinikim im rashay l'kanes l'merchat mishum refua. Could she take a bath mishum refua? O kagon l'fi aminah shetov l'merv yom kippur. Maybe there's a divrei habach b'shem Marina Rav Yaakov Margolia shekibel me'arav David Lundside b'don shem tzalov and lachak rechitza the chashin shen eslabin on mayim hataz isigalov. So he has a whole discussion here, you know, what should we do? So three lines at the bottom. He made a lot of reason to save his shard, shari deya. I go on by shari prokech, shari divi abach hanal. And we min had anoshim umaskona. Niki atas kolik, Allah was there, mikol mokum kenya se lahazi anoshim mokach. Niki atas kolik, Allah was there, mikol mokum kenya se lahazi anoshim mokach. Niki atas kolik, Allah was there, mikol mokum kenya se as Rabbi talked about Esakasha, Al Korcha, you know, she's going to do a chafifa beforehand. So isn't that going to... So he says, you're right, but still, you know, it's one time at the end, but at least don't do more. But actually, it's only desire. Not me, a ring rose, Bahakyo, Neged, Divri Hagon, Rabban Shal Yisrael. So, yeah, so that's what he says. Then he says, "Oh, dear, when he has died, the bottom part of the chalik, the doctor rechitza shadarka, hemshef zman shah ushtaim, shapir diyesh mokom lachush nizdam in ariya, uveshach hazman yaseh mayim ulasa kitiva." What about the mikveh itself? And then he has a Gemara in Brachas. He says, Nidish apolt chayevus betfila. Betfila takana zedz. Mashma vaday the kach lo yigaral sfiras al yomim shel midasa. Right. The need of the tzpalta, right, during the Zayin Nikiyim, so she goes to the mikveh for the carry that came out of her body. So why doesn't that ruin her Zayin Nikiyim? Or she says, no, mitzvah l'kayim takanas Ezra, or tzpalta mitfila.
Even for women?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he says, no, that maybe it's only Rechitza Bechamen, Stam Tefila Betzoyni. Right? The old days, we're in the modern society, we have hot mikvahs. The old mikvahs were all cold. So cold, you're not conscious for that. Only hot. So he says, if she wants to take a cold bath, then that's okay, even according to the Bach. And then he says that maybe only the chitza, but you're in the water for a long time. But tefila, if she goes to the mikveh in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim for a paleta shefazera, because she wants to do Zakanis Ezra, so you don't have to worry because you're in and out. So he says, in Echanami, if it's Meshumber, the case he was talking about is she's going to Meshumber Fua. Or it was Erev Yom Kippur. So I guess there were many of the women would go Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, he thinks that could be okay.
I assume it's not today at all anymore. Right. Yeah, no one does that today. Well, the chances of it being Pavetta Shikhasera during Zayin Akim. Well, today it was talking about Bismarck HaMishnah that they didn't wait the four days beforehand.
Okay. Now, there's another Shaila. During the Zayin Nikiyim, is a woman allowed to wash inside, internally, vaginally? It's called a douche. You know, spritz water inside because they have some medicinal reasons. So she spritzes water inside the Osamakam during the Zayin Nikiyim. So the Marsham on page 20 discusses this. Says that she did have sektar already, so she's kaskas tahara. Really, she only has to do one bedika. thinks that she's cheskes tahor already, so you don't have to worry. Especially if she did a bedikah that morning already, so we can assume she's okay. And then he quotes from the Shem Aryeh, "Bahati el bikiluch, as yishachokha v'nodolo sheino nichnas l'mokho." Okay, so he's Meikel. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva about this. He wants to know about the zilufim, that's to spritz the water inside. Misha shalafu atzricha lasos bofa humokum zilufim v'loim poshim lacha shagomer b'riya sadan shalom. He says, "Nochem when he has died, the achat shetivdav kaboka biyom arishon biyom shvit, tasa hazilufim. Veyom imetzoyim imefshalo bikulok tasa hazilufim gam kena chabitik kaboka. Kasha lufanel asos biyom tuka asos biyom imetzoyim gam balayla." So he has a whole lamdusha thing where he's makel. Everybody said to me once that he thinks it's like the Gedorim of Ein Vavadlanis of Chathila, that if you're not, like, if you're doing it because you want to get rid of Dam, like, the woman has a problem of staining, so she's doing it to get rid of the Dam, so then it's not right to do that, because you're getting it together, that's the whole point, you're undermining the, but if you're just doing it because she needs refuah, so then, he thought that should be okay. So, like Rav Vozner, he writes here on page 23, we're not choshish for the Bach. And certainly a shower is not a problem. And even the machmirim is only if you sit in the water. You sit in the water. If you just shower, so that's that wouldn't be a problem even according to the machmirim. And that could be another teretz to Rav Tuchman's question of Chafifa, which Rav Abadi holds that really you don't find in the poskim that there's a real din of a bath. And then she has to wash herself. Everybody thinks l'chatchila she could take a shower before the mikvah. This comes up a lot, especially like you get shilas from Eretz Yisrael where things aren't as clean, or like I think in Gruss the apartments don't have baths, they just have showers. So everybody thinks that l'chatchila she could take a shower before the mikveh. Usually that's what they do anyway, they take a shower. The question is to take the bath. That's why I'm more makel. Woman wants to know when she can take the bath. So I said, whenever you want to take the bath, you can take the bath, because I always know that she's going to take a shower before anyway, which everybody holds as the ikar din is the chafifa anyway. And so if you assume like that, that could be another teretz to the kasha of how could we aser being in the water, ad is chafifa. So say, no, who says chafifa had to mean sitting in the water? It could just mean bathing yourself in the shower. Okay. And in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuvos, he discusses this, the different shitas. The shaila with the Bedikin Sfira. And then he has
they call the whole discussion with the Bach and the Taz, Moshe Mordechai. Here's the thing on page 27. Yishe shekoshel lelivdok machmas sheish lapsoim. Because she wet the bedika cloth. So the Marsham, footnote 163, that says she could wet the bedika cloth. Everybody doesn't like that. He holds she shouldn't wet the bedika cloth because it could wash away the blood. But he feels that KY jelly is the way to go. That to put a little KY jelly, that's clear, not the liquid, but the gel, and to lubricate a little bit, not overly, the bedika cloth, and that will be the preferable way to do bedikas, especially for women that have dryness in that area. And therefore, you know, could be a problem to do, you know. Yeah, just yesterday, Bodeca called me up. I checked a woman that had very dryness and it was irritation. And so the bedika wasn't, I didn't see it, but she told me there was no red and it was maybe some light pink and that. So I said, just not wait till Yom Shri to do one more bedika with KY jelly. And especially this woman was doing two bedikas a day. And she was already irritated. So. Okay. Okay, so these are the main ideas here. So we talked about Bedika Bayom. So what is the source of that? Because the Tosis that spheres Bayom. We have Bedika, and then we talked about Rashi and Tosis, and then we talked about this discussion of washing during the Zayin Kiyum, the Bach, and yeah, the fourth thing is in the packet here, the Shina Zmanim, when you go through the, you go from one place to another. We assume that if you go to from America, Teretz Israel, during the Zayin Kiyum, so you're not going to have maybe a full nice lace, but you follow that Mokum. Don't say you have to wait. You go to L.A., it's earlier, so you don't have to wait what it was, when Lila will be in New York to go to the mikveh. That's, you go, you know, in that Malcolm, Asher Hashem. So if it's already Tzeis HaKachovim in New York, he started off, even though it's, say, he came from L.A., and it's not yet Tzeis HaKachovim in L.A., you don't have to wait the extra 3 hours.
But the 5 days. You're
waiting, you can say you go back. You have your 72, meaning to you, Marviyachon, on 5 days, or being back for 5 days? Because if you're.
Well, the 5 days
anyway, we have a built in, you know, fifth day anyway, so I know we have to remember on that, you know. But we have the Vavonos. That's good. So since we're keeping it, maybe if it's Sephardim, you could ask, you know, but Ashkenazim, we have it built in, so. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. So,